On his first day in the Oval Office, President Biden swiftly signed executive orders aimed to reverse immigration policies established by his predecessor. BPR takes a look at what these actions mean for North Carolina's immigration courts. One of those executive orders reinstated DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It protects undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. The order also calls on Congress to enact legislation to provide permanent status and a path to citizenship for those immigrants called Dreamers.
I anticipate the lines to start growing outside my door once that bill is signed. There's no doubt about it.
George Pappas is an immigration attorney in Hendersonville. Pappas says Biden has already reestablished norms and court procedures that were dismantled by the Trump administration. For instance, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions mandated that judges be reviewed based on the number of cases they processed. That action led to more deportations.
It's become almost like traffic court. Every 5 minutes, new clients come in, and their life and death is basically decided in 5 minutes. That helter-skelter environment is going to stop.
But there's still a massive backlog of cases worsened by the pandemic. Pappas says he has clients scheduled out to 2022. He's calling for Biden's new attorney general to appoint more immigration judges in Charlotte and across the country. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.